This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A campaign spokesman says, and we're quoting, President Trump did nothing wrong at all, and says a just-released audio tape proves it. The recording includes new details of a 2021 meeting at which former President Trump discusses holding secret documents he did not declassify. It is a critical piece of evidence in special counsel Jack Smith's indictment of Mr. Trump over the mishandling of classified information. The indictment alleges that those in the meeting with Donald Trump were shown classified information. A new Senate report says the FBI and Homeland Security downplayed or ignored intelligence leading up to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Donna Warder.
The report says among the multitude of intelligence that was overlooked was a December 2020 tip to the FBI that members of the far-right extremist group Proud Boys planned to be in Washington, D.C. for the certification of Joe Biden's victory, and their, quote, plan is to literally kill people, end quote. Donna Warder, Washington.
Much of the South is wrestling with brutal heat. The National Weather Service's Cameron Self is in the Houston Bureau.
We have a very strong ridge of high pressure that's been sitting over Texas and Mexico for at least a week, and we're going to be dealing with this for, I'd say, at least another week, perhaps even more.
Russian President Putin is thanking soldiers and law enforcement officers this morning, praising them for averting what he called a civil war, referring to the weekend armed rebellion by mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin. Instagram and Facebook's parent company, Meta, are adding new parental supervision tools and privacy features to its platforms beginning today. But many require opting in, raising questions about how effective they are. This is AP News. President Biden says everybody's got to have access to high-speed internet. The AP's Sagar Magani reports on what he's doing to make sure everybody can get it.
President Biden is pledging every household in America will have high-speed internet access by the next decade. The president says more than $40 billion will be distributed across the country to deliver high-speed access to places where there's either no service or service is too slow.
High-speed internet isn't a luxury anymore. It's become an absolute necessity.
The president says some 24 million Americans don't have it. By 2030, they all will, characterizing it as a generational investment in a household utility.
Not unlike what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did. We brought electricity to nearly every American home and farm in our nation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gas prices pretty much holding steady. Gas is $3.56 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.